Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jeffrey TV Podcast. What's up, y'all? Happy Memorial Day. Happy Monday. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. And today, though it is a holiday, most people aren't working. And I can also see that traffic is a little lighter. And there seems to be a few more bikers out here on the path. I work today. I work my regular shift. And I will be paid double time. Double time I would rather give up and take Friday, my birthday off, in lieu of the double pay. But I can't. Because of the way the rules of administrative hourly employees such as I are written. Balance is everything, people. Balance is everything. There is nothing that you can't have too much of. Did I say that right? There is nothing. Everything is balanced. Everything in moderation. There's nothing out there that you can. There's a such thing as too much of anything, of everything. Of anything, every whatever it is, there could be too much of it, what I'm trying to say. And it seems mine has been sleep and laziness. Or just maybe even sleep. So what today I did was, sure, it may be mostly symbolic and ceremonial, but I took down the sheet that I had up over my bedroom window. They built some condos right next to my apartment building. So you have windows right outside my big bedroom window of other people's apartments. And in my mind, the angle of views are like dead right to my bed, like right smack. It feels like they can look right into my bedroom. So I put up a sheet. It was a bit of overkill, but I put up a sheet to make sure, you know, nobody could see in. And then what happened was, I put it up so good, it's like a blackout sheet. So now the sun doesn't wake me up. And I'm going with that right now. That's what I'm going with. I'm blaming it on the blackout curtain. Cause I ain't been feeling like doing nothing. And just wake up with just be in the bed. You know, doing stuff on the computer, but being in the bed. And just chilling, eating, watching TV, not really interacting that much. Just kind of, well, no, kind of, deeply within myself. Moderation for everything, because no matter how good that is to me or for me or about me, this time I spend inside myself, finding myself, talking to myself, summarizing myself, whatever I'm doing in there, contemplating, fixing things, handling things. You got to come out sometime, no matter how good it gets. And what happens is you go 2-3 days without getting your steps in, you don't care, you don't shave. You don't wash. And everything in your sanctuary is set up to be so accommodating, right down to Instacart. delivering you zebra cakes and cherry sour balls. You wake up Saturday. First time you've done this in a long time. You wake up Saturday and you just don't, you just lay in the bed till like 11:30. 2 hours past your normal get up time. And probably haven't been up for like 4 hours or a little over, take a nap here and there. Watching TV, watching podcasts or music, whatever you're doing in there. Just relaxing. See, with the blackout curtains, did I talk about the blackout curtain? The thing that eventually became a blackout curtain. See, it was like a big, giant, king-size sheet. It was too big for me to use on my full-size mattress, but I kept it anyway, because it was a good sheet. It was black and heavy, it was nice. So I said, ooh, I can use this on the window. Fold it in half, put it up over the window, woo! And over time, I guess it was wintertime when I did it or whenever I did it, started to realize it stays dark in here in the morning. Your body starts to say, okay, I guess it ain't time to get up then. To the point I was even thinking about getting up at 7:15, doing my steps and everything. Creating an extra 2 hours at the beginning of the day and see how that affects me going forward. If I can create 2 hours, if I get up and start getting up at 7:15 and go through my day and still go to bed at about midnight, getting it about, you know, 7-8 hours. Cause I don't really know how much I'm sleeping now, but it's probably too much. I feel good though. That's probably the same thing with feeling good too. Moderation. There's probably a such thing as feeling too good too much. And I know that's for sure. I know that for a fact. There's a such thing as feeling too good too much. You need some balance. You need something in your life to say, hey, 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 hold up. This is what it's like. This is what real life is like. Real life. What is real life? Who's real life? Whose life is real? What life is real? What is real? Is what I believe real? Is what I see real? Balance. It's all about balance. I got my birthday coming up. June 4th. Taking that day off. So I'll work 4 days. Then I have another day off, another freaking 3 days off. It's a hell of a life, y'all. It is one hell of a life. And even that could be too much. You need some moderation. I need moderation. It's just too damn good. Am I complaining or am I bragging? It's easy to be concerned with the people at risk or people who have challenges. Being human, everything is relative. First world challenges are still challenges. What sushi place am I gonna go to today? That's a challenge. And many people probably can, oh, many people will make jokes about it. And maybe even have a hard time understanding that what stresses you maybe a blessing to someone else. How I got on this, I'm not sure. But what I should be talking about is my birthday, which is coming up June 4th. I'm taking that day off. And the next day, at Decades Bar and Grill, the LA Maggots are performing what may be their official debut. I'm not sure how they want to write that up. Or should I say how they or we. I guess I'm an LA Maggot. I am an LA Maggot. I'm in there. I have to remember that. Because you know I love being the fan. You know I love buying the ticket. And being the fan. Coming to the venue. Expecting to be entertained and accommodated. And not have any responsibility, but now I'm into this. I'm into this. And the cool thing about this, True Lord is Gracious is opening for him. So the day after my birthday, the LA Maggots, the band that I work with and am a part of, and the band who I believe very possibly could be or is playing the music I passion most deeply, better than anybody. Playing that P-Funk music. Day after my birthday, where True Lord is Gracious is opening, Norwood Fisher. And they got that funk thing too. It was 20 years ago, in fact. At the Temple Bar, my favorite place in the world. June 3rd, went into midnight. June 4th, True Lord is Gracious. I have it documented as the first time I heard True Lord is Gracious play P-Funk music. Overton was there, Norwood. There's a bunch of people there. And this was back before we were allowed to take pictures and video at concerts. So, hell, who knows who was there? You know, one picture is worth a thousand words. One picture of the stage, you could figure out who all was there. People going back 20 years, was I there? I think I was there, was I there? But they played Red Hot Mama and Cosmic Slot. It was the first time I had heard them do that. I had never heard, and it was a surprise to me. So I was like, whoa. It's 20 years later. They gonna play one of the opening bands for LA Maggots. I have the best life in the world, and sometimes it's sickening. I have the best life in the world, and sometimes it's sickening. Am I bragging or am I complaining? I look around, I see other people's lives and their existence. And I'm not jealous or sympathetic or, you know, feel bad for them or have empathy or, you know, wish I had that or anxious or anything. I just see other people having different kind of lives. And I understand that since everything is subjective, there's no way for me to rank or categorize their life for them. Only they can do it. But what I do usually do, and again, that's up to them, is ask them how many or what percentage of the things that you desire to accomplish or wish to have that you have you attained? How much unfulfilled need do you feel you have? What do you think you're lacking? That you can only answer. And since only you can answer that, you determine what those things are, which makes it beautifully subjective to every individual human being that they can only answer for themselves. It's kind of like the definition I made of funk a long time ago. Funk can only be described by one unto itself. My funk is going to be different than your funk. His funk could be funky. Mine could be this. Hell, your funk could be reggae. If you want to take it to that level. But then you got to start thinking about funk as a genre, because you don't want to walk in to a record store and say, hey, where's the funk section? And they point you to something arbitrary, because funk is everything. Funk can't be put in a box. Funk is all of it. Yeah, okay. But right now, I need to buy some funk music. I don't need to buy all of it. So when you're describing a genre of music, using the word funk is one thing. But to describe that aura, that feeling, that club, that belonging, that essence, that vibe that many of us have taken funk to, we believe in funk at that level, that it's more encompassing for us than just music. It's like church. And I remember I used to tell people way back, the funk was like church. This was before I could articulate as well as I can what I meant to say. There's mass slush like laying around everywhere. Everywhere you look, there's like mass laying around on the ground. Well, we're gonna, you know, pick them up and throw them away eventually. But wow, huh? Yeah, before I was able to articulate it probably in better words, I would say funk is spiritual. I guess that's basically what I was just trying to break it down to. That funk is spiritual. And that's why when I said, you know, at that time, I was still learning or understanding the difference between spiritual and church and religious and philosophical and subjective, all these terms that over the years, decades even, that I've come to better understand. And with the better understanding, gives me makes it easier to use these words in a proper context in relating to other people so that they can understand them. And I can get more complex points across. Funk is spiritual. That's basically what I was trying to say. But it came out as funk is church. Funk is my church. And I learned the difference between spiritual and religion, and even dove into what spiritual and spirits meant, and spirituality, and all those terms, and how they work together, and how the terms work. Words have meaning. The terms of the words have meaning. And that meaning can create a niche or something just because of the way we tag it. It's easy just to throw all of this under that, guys. It's easy just to throw all of this under that term. Then we get used to it. It's easy just to say, oh yeah, that's blah, blah, blah. And we kind of, for the most part, know what people mean when they do that. And what people, well, we kind of do. Sometimes you don't. And actually, when we get into little wordplay semantics with each other and our understandings sort of are abrasive, or there's a little bit of friction in our understandings and communication, even sometimes then, something wonderfully human comes out. Because we're just dynamic and subjective like that. We're all over the place. We as humans are all over the place. We as life is all over the place. And that's a good thing. Anyway, birthday coming up, so. Oh, and the cool thing too, Trulio and LA Maggots. I'm in chat groups with both of those bands. So, you know, because I work with them. You know, I've worked with Trulio for years. Used to really work closely with Norwood and Trulio. Websites and record labels and stuff. Got tons of footage, tons of audio of that band over the years. So, June 5th and June 4th ought to be good. Mr. Scale told me 217 this morning. Which I thought was going to be worse, to be completely honest with you. Because I've been a bad boy. I've been a bad boy. Stayed at my mother's. And whenever I do that, yeah, stay out there. And she keep goodies. There's a constant flow of goodies and a constant flow to take out. So there's always like pizza and chicken wings and stuff in there and sandwiches. And potato chips, cookies. And how fun to go see by my mother. Coming over there a couple times lately. And she's been having some really obscure things that I've had. One of them, but she had these little potatoes. The Dane made these little potatoes. Oh my God, these little potatoes were so good. And then they come over to my mother's house, and they see she was buying these little potatoes. God, these little potatoes was good. And she had udon, the same kind of udon I had, in the same package. Now how obscure is that? And the stuff she cooked, or the stuff she pick out to have my niece cook, stuff be good. I be like, oh woman, this lady knows something about food, I guess. Either she knows something about food or I know something about her food, because I was raised on her style of cooking or whatever. I don't know. Maybe we all are. Maybe we're all raised, or we all evolved on each other, with each other, and we just feel some type of separation that we want to call the self. Something that a lot of people think don't exist. There's no such thing as self, they say. It's all one. It's all one big, huge system working together. There's actually no separation. There may be distinction, but there's probably no separation. Anyway, my name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Happy birthday to me. June 4th. I'll be 59 years old. Will I? Yeah, I'll be 59. Feel good for 59. Getting older though. Stuff happening to me. Like I get dizzy, I stand up or bend over or something. I think since I stopped doing the salt, I think it might have been the salt. Because I do kind of remember taking some steaks and just soaking them in soy sauce for like 24 hours. Just pure soy sauce and then air frying them and eating them. So I know that was a lot of sodium. And that could have had something to do with it. Then I quit. Took all my sodium, all my salt products, put them in the bag, put them away. Put them in the cupboard in the back someplace. It was a lot of them too. It was a lot of sodium salt-based products I had. That could have been it. And I thought it was vaping or whatever. Could be my heart. Yeah, it could be gastric, it could be a bunch of stuff. As you get older, you just gotta check stuff. I feel pretty good. Headaches haven't happened in a while. Vaccinated, had chills, aches for like a half hour. Then I took some ibuprofen, 800 milligrams of ibuprofen. That stuff got knocked out quick. So I feel good. Even though I hadn't got my steps in 3 days and been eating like a fool. Because Food for Less got zebra cakes. And cherry sour balls. But I feel good. 217, I feel good. Should get back. If I can get 214.8 when I get on the scale and get home, I'll be happy with that. But I got a funny feeling. It should stay up around the upper 215s. Usually I can drop 2.2, 2.4 on a walk. But I got a funny feeling at this 217. It's not so much anomaly. Because I think I might have earned it, but we'll see. And if I can get down to a decent number by Friday. Friday, I think I'm going to Venice Beach like I did 20 years ago. Friday, 20 years ago, I found the post. 2001. That was the June 3rd, 2001. Went to the Temple Bar, my favorite place. Truly go play. Midnight came. They played Funkadelic. First time I heard Truly play Funkadelic. Next day, I got up. June 4th. Of course, take the day off if I was working it or whatever. Went to Venice Beach. Took my bike. Threw my bike on the back of my convertible. Had a bike rack. Threw the bike on the back of the car. Went to Venice Beach. Rode Venice Beach. Ended up sitting in the grass. With my Walkman, it was actually a Walkman back then, cassette player. I got pictures, cassette player with over-the-ear, foam-padded headphones, sitting in the grass, taking pictures of batteries in the grass, just chilling. Got pizza. Then sometime during that day or that evening, I ended up at a and origins, a search for life seminar or something at some place. I got pictures of that too. They were giving a seminar on the search for life and were laying out some of the things, you know, that were they were undertaking to find life. So that was fun on my birthday. Other birthdays, usually, I spent one birthday with the Russian. Usually I don't spend birthdays with nobody. I don't know why. I don't know why she was able to, I spent time with her that year. But we went to see Space Shuttle on my birthday. That's what I wanted to say. What you gonna do on your birthday? So I wanna go see the Space Shuttle. I wanna go see the Space Shuttle. Sure enough, we went down to Space Shuttle. That's what I wanted to do. Space Shuttle down at the California Science Museum. That's what we did. Other birthdays. One birthday I went to the Grand Canyon. That was fun. So I woke up. I think I woke up on my birthday. Had to drive to the Grand Canyon. So that was fun. No, I flew in the night before, on the 3rd, I think. Or something was weird. I forget how I did it. I just know I flew in, and I couldn't I was gonna spend the night on the campground. I was gonna do the whole campground thing. I think I had tents and, no, I didn't have all that. Oh, I was gonna sleep in the car. I don't know what I was gonna do. But I was gonna stay on the campground. But when I got there, I said, I'm too tired for all that. I'ma drive up to the city, just like 6 miles from the rim of the canyon, and I'ma get a room there. And I was like, no matter how much it costs, which superficially I meant, deep down in my heart, I did not. But I did end up paying a couple $100. Stay there for a few hours, but then was able to wake up next morning on the 4th and be like 20 minutes from the Grand Canyon. Driving up there that night though. Okay, yes. So I got, you fly into Phoenix. And then you have to drive to the canyon. And I think it's a couple hours, 2 hours, something like that. So I must have got there and I drove that night because it was dark. I remember getting to my hotel late that night. It might not have been late, it was just dark. This is National Forest and they have lighting rules. And it was just so dark. It was like dark like you've never seen. This is like a special kind of dark. I mean, it was like dark, dark. So I finally got there. Woke up next morning, gorgeous hotel too, gorgeous hotel. Only there for a few hours. I'm like, what the hell? I'm gonna get to the Grand Canyon on my birthday. So I've done stuff over the years. I think I might have even worked a time or two on my birthday, I'm not sure. I'm not sure at all. But anyhow, my name is Jeffrey. I'm just talking. I'm gonna be 59 in 4 days. Yeah, 4 days. 59 years old. Out here walking. Feeling good. Fat. Fat at 217. I gotta get it back. And it's not so much the fat or the weight, it's the mental. It's not the physical so much as the mental. The mental place I'm at. That's the thing. That mental place, that sludgy feeling that I have. Then I need to come. Oh, look at the pretty flowers. Look at the pretty flowers. They're in bloom. They're in bloom. All right. I think that's enough, don't you? I do. 1,000 words, 1,000 lies, 1,000 tears, and I'll be back every time I do. That stink. That album is like 20 something years old. I had no idea. Brand New Day. One of my faves. Look up and it's 2 decades old. Anyhow, my name is Jeffrey. Swinging on y'all. Ouch. 2 times. It's a holiday. So there's not a lot of traffic. And it's overcast and gray. So maybe that's keeping people off of the bike path, but there's a few bikes out here. You know, a few people getting together. And I'm not hating on them. Well, I am hating on them. Just because I want to. Out here infringing on my space. All of a sudden they want to come out and be a part of all of this. Observe the rules. Observe the rules. And maintain distance. The object is to maintain a distance. That's what I'm talking about. Anyhow, swing on y'all 2 times. For the funk. And for me. And for every atom or elementary particle that has ever existed in this or in any universe that was or ever will be. Everything. All of it, y'all. Every single nanosecond particle and Planck scale activity, symmetry, particles popping in and out of existence, Heisenberg principle, Schrödinger's cat, all of that. Twice, I'm out.